Nice job, man.
Woo! Yeah. An excited locker room. A locker room full of guys who kept believing, even though at the start of the fourth quarter, they trailed 10-0. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Rapid Recap from Soldier Field in Chicago. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars made a play in the fourth quarter when it counted. They made several. None bigger than Aurelius Ben getting up off the ground and racing to the end zone for a 51-yard touchdown that finally put the Jaguars ahead. At one point, we weren't sure they'd get there, but when Ben got up off the ground, the Jaguars looked poised to win.
Just be ready at all times, you know, no matter, you know, the situation. You know what I mean? It's all about the team. So, you know, just went out there, executed the play. Blake made the throw, you know what I mean? And just as far as, you know, knowing down the distance and how everything's going, he didn't touch me. I didn't feel him touch me. I just got up and kept going.
It was good to see guys on the sideline continuing to stay positive, continuing to stay upbeat. Even though we weren't necessarily, you know, doing anything to stay on the field offensively, you know, it was just a matter of time before we got our chance and had an opportunity to make a play.
We have the capabilities of doing this. I just think we have to mature as a team. You know, we have to grow up as a team. And I think when you go and experience this, this is a good sign. This is a good step towards that. It doesn't mean we are, but it means we're capable of doing it.
Also early in the ball game, rookie Jalen Ramsey, talented as he is, struggled with Alshon Jeffery. Now, Jeffery makes $15 million a year, and Ramsey knew he was going to have his hands full. And he did. He had six catches for 90 yards in the first half. But Ramsey made the adjustment, and in the second, had one catch for three. But more importantly, when it counted, he didn't get the catch.
I just kept telling myself, keep fighting, keep competing. The second half, don't let him catch nothing on you. I really kept telling myself that in my head. And like you said, I think first half, six catches, 90 yards. He gave me the business. Second half, I had it in my mind, like, I won't let my teammates down. I won't allow this to happen.
So Ramsey left the field with a winning feeling. It wasn't that way from the interception in the first quarter till the start of the fourth quarter. But he left with a winning feeling. And Malik Jackson, who knows a thing about winning, just ask him about his Super Bowl victory. Well, he believes this win goes a long way.
It's huge, man, you know, because young guys, they get discouraged a little bit faster than us. You know, we know it's a long season, but the young guys want to win. They don't understand how long it is. Plus, you know, they're tired. They've been working all year since they got out of college to combine, to, you know, come here OTAs and straight through the season. So I think it's good when you get these guys wins, you know, let them see the upside of it. Hopefully we can get some blowouts and not make them close all the time. But, you know, however we can get them, we'll take them.
Important to note, you saw a happy Jaguars locker room, but not an overjoyed locker room. They know they have to play better. They know they're expected to win. It was very businesslike, which is just another sign of the Jaguars' growing maturity. Final for Rapid Recap from Soldier Field in Chicago. The Jaguars win their second consecutive game, this time 17-16 over the Bears. With your Rapid Recap, I'm Brian Sexton.